is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams. You're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Thirty-eight minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, it's Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. You're listening to The Hull Show. Joining me now on our First Advantage hotline is Mike Brohard with CSURams.com and RamWire Insider. Boy, Mike, nothing exciting going on for Colorado State these days. My goodness, the Rams are rocking and rolling. For my money, man, I mean, the most exciting talk in the state is all things Colorado State.
Yeah, there's a lot of great things happening up here. I mean, Nico Medved and his program cracked the rankings. They're number 23 in both the AP and the coaches poll. And then, I don't know, I guess people get kind of excited about signing day. So I think that's tomorrow.
Yeah, I think people are pretty. Now, I know you can't get into specifics with us, but my goodness, folks are on Twitter left and right. And that's the beauty of Twitter. You know, I've certainly talked about some of the negatives about Twitter over the years. But if you can keep up, there's a lot of excitement going on. If you're following Twitter, you're seeing all these players tweeting, committing, recommitting, transfer portals. I mean, my goodness, it's very difficult to keep up with. I don't know how coaches do it anymore.
No, I mean, it's a flurry of activity. Obviously, I can't say anything until kids are signed. But if you are active on that social media realm of Twitter, I'm sure you've seen that there are kids that are pronouncing their love towards Colorado State and Jay Norvell and his staff. And you could probably put two and two together and come up with a recruiting class on your own. But, yeah, no comments. It's just I think people can tell that, you know, there's just a certain skill set that this coaching staff is looking for and a certain type of player that they're looking for, and they're drawing some attention to bring them here to Fort Collins now.
Mike, are we going to see the return of wide receiver U with this new coaching staff?
Well, if you're going to throw it 30 to 40 times a game, I'm going to think, yeah, you're probably going to see receivers play a lot more of an active role in this offense again. Kind of like it was under, you know, both in the McElwain era and under Bobo. They're going to throw the ball a lot. The tight end will still be active, though just not as much, and it'll be a different type of tight end that they're looking for, because it really probably about 75% of the time last year, CSU was in 12 personnel, and then probably 15% of what was left was maybe in 13 personnel. So tight ends won't be used in the same manner or as much in the air raid. But, yeah, this ball, it's going to be an exciting brand. If people love the passing game, they're going to love this offense.
Yeah, and I mean, talk about exciting, though. I mean, you're seeing members of his coaching staff already. They're all over Twitter. Another great opportunity to check out and see what's going on Twitter. This coaching staff, they're pumping people up. They're tweeting stuff out. I love it. Now, I know there are some coaches and staffs that kind of like to keep everything pretty close to the chest, and that's not to say this staff won't. They're not going to give us everything. I get that. But there is something to me about pumping your chest a little bit, saying, hey, we are here. We're gonna make some noise. I absolutely love it. I'm thoroughly entertained.
Yeah, I mean, here's the exciting thing, and I think the fans have really embraced us, is that many members of Jay's staff have embraced being here, what Colorado State's about, what they want to build here. They've been active on social media. They've been interacting with fans. They're showing that they really want to be part of this community, and they want to build something special here. And I can understand why the fan base would be excited about that.
We had a chance last week. I mean, we do interviews on this show, Mike, and typically 15 minutes or so. We talked to Coach Norvell for 30 minutes, and I think I asked one question. I'm just listening. I'm a student now of this game, just listening to him talk football. He's literally written a book on wide receivers, such a wealth of football knowledge. It's got to be cool for you, Mike, because, again, I know you write so many great stories, so many great insightful stories about them, not just the X's and O's, but sometimes the personality. This is going to be... You got to be licking your chops a little bit about some of these great football minds that we're dealing with here.
You know, the cool thing about my job, whether I was at the Reporter Herald or whether it's here now, and I really enjoy my job here now, is you get different perspectives because the student athletes change, the coaches change, and not every coach has the same philosophy. And there's more than one way to skin a cat. So it's really interesting to get to know what makes the mind of Jim McElwain or Mike Bobo, or getting to know what Jay Norvell is going to be like and how he thinks and how he clicks. And it's been interesting so far just to sit there and talk with him a little bit about it. The time I got with him, you know, Mike Leach was a big influence on him. And so, we talked a little bit about this. I sat down with Mike Leach at one time and talked to him about, the concept of where his system came from. And he stole a little bit from, what Lavelle Edwards was doing at BYU, but also went back to the principles of the option offense of, Bud Wilkinson in Oklahoma, because that was all about trying to get your playmakers in space. And Leach's approach was, let's do it via the pass instead of with a pitch in the run game. And so people have different concepts of how to make things work. And the basis of football is get your playmakers the ball in space. That's not going to change because that's how magic happens. How you go about doing that is what makes it interesting. I listen to these coaches talk and what their thoughts and their principles are and how you can achieve that. And every coach is different. Jay's going to have a little bit different approach, and it's going to be really interesting to find out what makes his mind click.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We're talking to Mike Brohard with CSURams.com and RamWire Insider, and we're going to get a lot more details tomorrow throughout the week about some of the new members of the Colorado State Rams football team. But Mike, let's look over at that basketball team. My goodness, 10-0 finally. I know fans were just clamoring, ready to go, and rightfully so, to see this team crack that top 25. They're right there. They're at 23, and two big tests coming up before we get into conference play. Tulsa and Alabama on that list. Should be an interesting one this weekend against Tulsa.
Yeah, two really good games. And, they get to go back to Texas. They get to play Tulsa, same arena. And then a few days later, they're going to go to Birmingham. They're going to face another top 25 team in Alabama who's playing really well. It's just two really good chances for them to showcase who they are as a team and how they get things done. It's been exciting for Amber basketball to watch. They haven't had the greatest starts every game, but they do find a way to close. And that's what makes this team kind of fun to watch. They really do stick with their game plan, what they do, what they know they do well. They don't lose confidence if they're down, and they just stick to it. And I think a lot of that comes from you're seeing a team that has grown up together, and so it's a collective maturity amongst them that keeps themselves calm.
Mike, seeing the last time, of course, this Rams team was in that top 25 back in the 2014-15 season, and then just going back. I mean, we were really just starting to break into more of our CSU coverage here at the time. But man, we picked a good time to do it. There were some amazing players on that roster. Can you answer this question? Who would win between the 2014-15 roster and the current roster for the Rams?
That's a good question. Those are always fun questions to talk about, because the game has changed a little bit. The teams are different. I'm going to say this year's team would win. I just like the way that they're built. I like the way that you can have a different star on any given night. I think you have players that are playing roles in a very positive, strong fashion. And sometimes a little bit more is needed out of a John Tonje from one night to the next, and he delivers. And I think you're seeing the growth of a Jalen Rose or a Jalen Lake. And I also think, you're seeing a continued development of David Roddy and Isaiah Stevens and even Kendall Moore and, the two posts and Moores and Deshaun Thomas. And, Thistlewood is still, he's still such a calming influence and such a clutch shooter. There's a lot to like about this team, and that's why I think I would like this team in that matchup.
Yeah, just so many great players on this roster. No questions. Why it's a special team. It's why they're undefeated right now, and it's why two big games coming up. And I think a lot of people look at that Alabama game and say, why not? So should be very interesting. Mike, what do you have for us that we can check out at CSURams.com? I know there's something coming out every 5 minutes, it seems like, between covering some of the awards coming out for some of the great football players over the last season, basketball, the current coaching staff. There's a lot we can get our hands on.
Yeah, and I'm going to be busy this week. So, I'll have something on the women's basketball team. They're off to a 9-1 start. I did talk to Jalen Lake today for a story I'm going to do on him, and I think we mentioned it's signing day tomorrow. Trey McBride seems like there's a new All-America team for him every day.
Yeah.
So kind of keep your eyes open for him. It's an interesting time for him because he's being acknowledged for everything that he's done here, but he also has to do a quick pivot to what comes next. And I think many Ram fans are very excited to see what will come for him in the NFL draft in late April and where he might go and how he's going to do. And you know, he's got a combine and he's got the Senior Bowl to go. You know, this is a kid that has stayed true to form from the day he signed to now. And that's what can I do today to make myself a better person and a better player? And that's not going to change about Trey. And I think that's why Ram fans around here loved him so much.
Yeah, I'm going to be a great representative of Colorado State for years and years to come in the NFL. Mike, appreciate you as always, my friend. I know it's a crazy time for you, but appreciate you getting you on for a few minutes.
Yeah, I still have to do my Christmas shop. So.
Hey, I got some suggestions. We'll talk off the air.
All right, sounds good.
All right, man. Mike Broard, CSURams.com. 48 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a quick break, wrap up on the other side. What do we have on TV tonight? It's a big college basketball night. But what else? We'll talk about it next.
Hear Bears basketball on the voice of the Bears. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.